From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns concludes his series called Life in the Spirit, as he brings the final portion of a message on the last phrase of Galatians 5:23, "Against such there is no law." Throughout the Epistle to the Galatians, Paul has sought to develop the Christian's relationship to the law of God in the light of his position in Christ. Dr. Cairns has emphasized that there is nothing in God's law that is contrary to life in the Spirit. Then, God's moral law does not condemn believers, for the Christian's work is just as much covered by the blood of Christ as his soul is. Because of this, there is nothing in the life of the Spirit that is contrary to God's law. Against the perverted ideas of Christian liberty, in which some would claim to be free to participate in worldly practices, Dr. Cairns has emphasized that grace does not lessen our obedience to God's law, rather it heightens that obedience. In concluding this message, he cautions that Christians must always be careful to view obedience to God's law from the vantage point of their acceptance in Christ. Faith is never the result of obeying. Obeying is the result of faith. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Nothing Old. The text is Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Glory be to his name. All things need making new, for they are sadly battered and worn by sin. It is time that the old vesture was rolled up and laid aside, and that creation put on her Sunday suit. But no one else can make all things new, except the Lord who made them at the first. For it needs as much power to make out of evil as to make out of nothing. Our Lord Jesus has undertaken the task, and he is fully competent for the performance of it. Already he has commenced his labor, and for centuries he has persevered in making new the hearts of men and the order of society. By and by he will make new the whole constitution of human government, and human nature shall be changed by his grace. And there shall come a day when the body shall be made new, and raised like unto his glorious body. What a joy to belong to a kingdom in which everything is being made new by the power of its king! We are not dying out. We are hastening on to a more glorious life. Despite the opposition of the powers of evil, our glorious Lord Jesus is accomplishing his purpose and making us and all things about us new and as full of beauty as when they first came from the hand of the Lord.
Hark, I hear the arts eternal ringing on the farther shore. As I near those swollen waters with their deep and solemn roar,
this way.
you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. Copies of A Word in Season are perfect for gift-giving at this time of year. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. You may obtain a copy by emailing us at ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615.
grace heightens our observance of God's law. If you're redeemed by precious blood, then all the more should God's law be something that you love to fulfill. After all, when God saves a man, how does he describe the change? What is God's own way of defining the great moral revolution that happens when he makes a man a new creature in Christ? He says he writes his law in their heart. That's where he writes it. I have quoted Spurgeon in this again and again and again. But it's worth quoting the 1001st time, commenting on a verse in the 37th Psalm. He says, of the law of God, in the head it puzzles, and there are people who simply make it an intellectual puzzle. God save us from eggheads whose theology is all empty theory. In the head it puzzles, on the back it burdens, but in the heart it delights. God says, I have written my law in your heart. And that makes for a Christian obedience to God's revealed standards a matter of spiritual joy and liberty, not bondage. For a Christian, it's great to be free from the power of lust and sin. I think of people I've known, some of them I've led to Christ, who couldn't pass a bar without going in to get drunk. And then God saved them. They're rejoicing not that they, according to some nitwit Calvinist, that not that they have the right to go into that bar now that they're saved, not that they have the right to go and imbibe the devil's liquor. No, they're rejoicing in the liberty that they don't any longer have to do it. They're living in the freedom of holiness by the power of the Spirit of God. Grace heightening their observance of God's law. That is always scriptural. So, what have we seen? God's law is not contrary to the fruit of the Spirit. And there's nothing in the life of the Spirit that's contrary to God's law. One final thing that I put in, however, as a writer, something that you should always keep in mind. The however is very, very big. Christians must always be careful to look at this matter of obeying God's law from the vantage point of the liberty of the gospel and never the other way around. What do I mean? We obey because we are free and we are accepted freely by the Lord. We must never return to the ground of legal obedience in order to gain acceptance with God. Liberty comes by faith, and it's evidenced in victorious obedience. Here's a statement I want you never to forget. It's the key to so much in the Christian life. It's the way out of misery and bondage for so many struggling Christians. Faith is never the result of obeying. Obeying is always the result of faith. Faith is not the result, it's the cause of spiritual obedience. I'm not going to take the time to expound that, for that will take me off on a whole new tangent. I want you to think of it. How many of you are living your lives, and some of you have been brought up to this? I don't want to sound very critical. It's not my purpose. You know me, those of you who come here, I'm the most uncritical being on earth. But how many of you grew up, you learned the chorus about obey, 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 I forget it all, but it is the very best thing. That's true in its place, but out of its place, it is to enchain you in bondage. Obey, obey, obey. I have heard preachers say, if you will just obey, as if by the flesh you could just make up your mind, I'm going to. Where do you get the strength to obey? By faith. There's not a Christian here this morning does not know fundamentally what he ought to do and how he ought to live. Oh, there are some decisions here and there that take much more pondering and much more prayer. But for the most part, we don't live our lives in a great deal of worry and concern about what we ought to do. Even in the things that you don't like to do and you don't want to do, you know your duty. And what stands in the way? The flesh, the pride of the flesh. The great ego, the love of the world, the love of yourself, it could be a thousand things, but you know what to do. How do you get the power to obey? By faith. In Jesus Christ. Paul says, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's how we live. Faith produces obedience. When a Christian sees Christ, is there anything too hard for him? Is there anything too much for God to ask of him? How do you think Christians went to the stake and sang in the flames? Because they were supermen? Because somehow their flesh was made of wood or plastic and didn't feel what yours would feel? No, no, no. They were just the same flesh and blood and bones like you and me. Some of them, in trembling, recanted and almost denied their faith in order to escape the flames. And then what happened? They caught sight of Christ, and faith made them obedient. It's always the way. Obedience comes from faith. If you turn that the other way around, you'll live in bondage. If you think that by your efforts to live up to certain standards, however good and holy and scriptural those standards, but your efforts to do that will somehow make you a better and happier and more faithful Christian, you're in for a rude awakening. In fact, I think you've already had the rude awakening. That's what leads to this grinding through life, this bondage, this defeat, this misery. If I keep on doing, believing will follow. No, no, no. Christ is the key to Christianity. Faith in Christ is what leads us to obedience. We must always look at this matter of obeying God from the vantage point of the gospel. And our acceptance in Christ, we must never turn that, put the cart before the horse. So this little clause at the end of verse 23 is an important conclusion to the whole text. The law does not condemn Christian living. Christian living honors the law of God because the Holy Ghost is the author of both. Thus, as verse 6 teaches, faith in Christ is the all-important thing. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Here is release from bondage. here is power to live. And as verse 5 makes clear in the statement, we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Here is confidence for the judgment day. May God write His word upon all our hearts for His name's sake. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, this meeting will be over. Can I ask you today if you've ever known what it is to be justified by faith? One of the highlights of my years in the pulpit here came a few years back, when my own brother, who had been brought up in church and had served in church and labored many ways in church for many years, after listening to the tapes of gospel messages here, telephoned me to say, for the first time in my life, I now know what it is to be justified by faith in Christ. Do you know anything about that? Or are you still trying to make God accept you by what you do? You still trying to work your way to heaven? If you're not a believer justified by faith in Jesus, let me invite you to Christ. He calls you to come and bids you welcome. If I can help you, I'd love to open the scriptures with you. If you'd like to talk with me or with Dr. Barrett or with any of the workers of the church, we'd be happy to be of assistance to you. Maybe you're a Christian. You've lost out with God. You know what it is you need to do. Somehow you're not able to do it. Living in defeat, tearing yourself apart. It's not how God intends a Christian life or a Christian home to be. God intends you to live in the liberty of the Spirit. If we can help you in the things of God, we're happy to do so. May the Lord indeed give fruit in all our lives for the knowledge that against the fruit of the Spirit and those who bear it, there is no law. Lord, bless thy word to all our hearts. We pray that thou wilt produce fruit for the preaching in the preacher and in the listener. O God, we would desire to be conformed to the image of Christ. Make us more and more like the Master in word and thought and deed. Lord, we pray that thou wilt let us live our lives by the faith of the gospel. Save the lost, restore the backslidden, and O Lord, together then let us go on living, turning our eyes upon Jesus and knowing the power of obedience through faith. Hear our prayer. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, both now and evermore. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.